Yeshaya Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. This is the Haftorah of Parsha Shoftim, one of the Shiva de Nechamta, the seven Haftorahs, the seven Shabbosos after Tisha B'Av that comfort us over the Churban. We had just mentioned in the previous year, in Pasuk Tes, Klal Yisrael calls out to Hashem, the Novi davens, and he says, Uri, Uri, wake up, wake up, leave Sheos, like Kavi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stir yourself and wrap yourself, dress yourself in the strength of Zeroa Hashem, show the arm of Hashem, show your power, like you did in the previous years. You took us out of Mitzrayim. You split the sea. Halo adhi hamachreves yom, eitahom rabbah. We mentioned the previous psukim. Hashem in the past showed his power. And we daven, the Novi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once again do this for Klal Yisrael. Now comes the response. Anochi, Anochi, hu menachem chem. Hashem says it's I am the one who's comforting you. You want to know why things are different nowadays? How come Hashem used to save us? Hashem says, I'm the same Eivishter, the same Kol Yochal, the same Hashem that always was. Anochi, it's I. Mi'at Vatiri. Who are you, Vatiri, that you're afraid? Me'anosh Yomus. From a person, a lowly person that dies, mi ben Adam, a person who's a ben Adam, the son of man. Chotzir Yinosein. Who'll be made as grass, that dies easily, that's like grass. An enosh is a lowly person. It refers to a person with all of his frailties and all of his imperfections. He's an enosh. You're afraid of this simple, lowly person who's scaring you. Well, why are you afraid from an enosh yamus? And he's a ben Adam, meaning from creation, from birth. Where does he come from? He's a mortal that comes from flesh and blood, from human parents. He's a ben Adam. His source of physical strength is just from weak people, from a father and a mother. He's a ben Adam. A ben Adam. Chotzer Yinosein. That could become like the grass that dies before you're aware of it. It's just a few days where it doesn't rain and the grass shrivels up. Umi ben Adam Chotzer Yinosein. So Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachem chem. I'm the one who's comforting you. Hashem says, I haven't changed. Miat, but who are you? That Klal Yisrael who used to put their full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he took us out of Mitzrayim, at least those that came out had their faith in the Geula. And therefore they were willing to go into the desert to follow Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah. They put their bitachon in Hashem. But Miat, who are you, Klal Yisrael? It seems, Vatiri, you're afraid, me'anosh yamus, from a simple person, a lowly person who'll die. Umi ben Adam chotzer yinosein, and from the men, born from men, chotzer yinosein, who will be as the grass. Vatishkach Hashem osecha. You've forgotten Hashem, your maker. Noteh shamayim, who spread out the heavens, v'yoseid oretz, and set the foundations of the earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world. So why are you afraid of mortals? HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. Vatafachei tami kol hayom. And you're terrified continually. Kol hayom, the whole day. Mipnei chamas hameitzik. Because of the oppressor's fury. Kasher konein lahashchis, when he prepares to destroy, vayecham asameitzik. But where is the oppressor's fury? Where is it? Very often we're afraid of potential danger. You should know the inyan of bitachon, of trust in Hashem, is a complicated inyan of exactly when a person has to make a hishtadlus, when he has to do something, it's expected that he could change events, when should he just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. One approach in the among the Rishonim, Achronim, is that a person should have, when a person is confronted with danger, there's an enemy. The truth is, there is a place for fear. But the fear is not because of the enemy. The fear is because Hashem is sending a signal that you're in danger, that there's a kitrug, there's an enemy, there's an accuser, and it's a message from Hashem that if we don't change our ways, the way things look, b'derech hateva, looks like there's a danger lurking. As I say, there's many mafarshim that talk about this idea of bitachon, and when is... What I'm thinking now is that the Stipler discusses it in, I believe, in his Pirush on Maseches Sota and the Gemara on Chumash and Parshas Kisetze. But it says when you go to war and you see, there's a psukim that say when you go to war, Kisetze l'melchama aloivecha, and you see a sus v'rechev, they have an army more numerous than you, don't be afraid. You have to put your trust, ki Hashem Elokecha imach, Hashem is with you. And yet, the same Parsha discusses if a person, newly married, he built a house, he planted a vineyard, he can return home, pen yomus b'melchama, because he might die in war. So it seems there is a good possibility of death. But the answer is that the fear is not because of the enemy. The fear is that a person's in a dangerous situation, and perhaps Hashem will allow him to be killed. But he's not afraid of the enemy, he's afraid of Hashem, that Hashem might cause this to happen to him. And the truth is, that's in general with all situations in life. Person has his money in the stock market, and you know, the stock market looks like he's losing all his money. He's not afraid. He has his money, how's he going to manage? He's losing all his money. He's not afraid of the economy. He's afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who controls the events and is taking care of him. But if he's not worthy, it's like Hashem is sending him a message that he's at this turbulent times ahead. And if he doesn't merit it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there may be difficult times ahead. And the same thing with everything, with sickness, with illness. It's not like he's afraid of the sickness, because Hashem can cure him instantly. It can be a miracle, and it can become better. But if somebody's sick, so he's in a situation where he needs a merit that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will save him. It's a difficult thing to a person to keep in mind. But this pasuk is again stressing, like, you've forgotten Hashem Osecha. There was a beautiful slogan that I've seen around. It says, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is. Don't be afraid. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can solve all your problems. But Vatishkach Hashem Osecha. Hashem says it's like you've forgotten Hashem who's made you. Making us means, in terms of giving us the greatness, elevating us, giving Klal Yisrael the prominence that we had. Hashem is the one who made us a people. Note Shemayim v'yoseid aretz. And it's the same Hashem who spread out the heavens and he set the foundations of the earth. The Targum in Rashi quotes it. Note Shemayim, Hashem has planted us. Klal Yisrael is compared to the stars of the sky. Note Shemayim, the one who's planted the heavens, meaning Klal Yisrael is like the heavens. We're as numerous, we will be as numerous as the stars of the sky. V'yoseid aretz, and Hashem sets the foundation of the earth. Klai Yisrael is also compared to the V'hoya Zaracha Ka'afar Ha'aretz, will be like the dirt of the ground. Right. Actually, I don't see it here in the Targum, but Rashi says the meaning is Vatishkach Hashem Osecha. Actually, I'm thinking of the Pasuk Tez Zion, when he talks about planting the heavens and the earth. Over there, Rashi and the Targum say it's referring to Klal Yisrael. But here, you've forgotten Hashem, your Maker, who spread out the heavens, who's founded the earth. And you have a constant fear, a pachad, the whole day, because of the fury of the oppressor. There's different words used for anger in Lashon HaKodesh. You have the word af, ketzef, evra. The Malbim said the word chema is different than the other terms because it's an internal anger. We find by Achashverosh v'achamoso bo aravo, his anger burned within him. The chema is the anger that's concealed, and you can tell he has a terrible hatred, but it's hidden. It's hidden. You don't see it. The word pachad is also a fear of an unknown. A person has a fear. The pachad is the person who experiences the fear. Yira is where a person is in the presence of some awesome, somebody who's great, who's we have Yiras Hashem, we have fear of the omnipotence of Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just so awesome and so much greater, we have a Yira for Hashem. But we know what we're afraid of, there's a Yira from Hashem. A pachad is like a fear of the unknown. The Malbim says it's the pachad is mipnei etzem bilti yodua. You don't even know exactly what you're afraid of, but you feel, you just don't feel secure, you're afraid of, and you can't pinpoint exactly what it is. The pasuk says you've forgotten Hashem, who spreads out the heavens, who founds the earth. Vatefachei tamid kol hayom. And you have this pachad, this fear the whole day, and you can't even pinpoint what the fear is, because mibnei chamas hametzik, the oppressor's fury, which is inside, it's internal. He's boiling over, but you can't see it externally. You don't know exactly who the oppressor is, or who's out to get us, or what exactly he's going to do. You don't. The threat is hidden, but you have this pachad, because of the chamas hametzik, the fury of the oppressor that's within him. Kasher konein lahashchis. The Malbim learns konein doesn't mean that he's preparing to destroy, but like he's completed, you feel as if the destruction's happened already. Boneir, konein kiria, after you've built it, konein is you've like finished it. You put on the finishing touches. Kasher konein lahashchis. You feel as if the oppressor is finished, as if he's finished his destruction. And yet, where is the suppressor's fury? Where is it? Klal Yisrael's weathered as much suffering as we've gone through. There's been so many more enemies that just never materialized. Threats that we very often don't even hear about. Things that could have gone wrong, that should have gone wrong, and they didn't, Baruch Hashem. I don't know. I'm not sure. You ask if Hamas is if that name is related to. I'm not sure why they named their the word Hamas means a fury, an anger. Whether if that's why they adapted that name, I don't know. Mi hart so elihi poseach. The wanderer. The word soeh is a difficult word to translate. Soeh, the Mefarshim seem to understand, means to pour. Something that's poured from one place to another. And it's referring to Klal Yisrael that seems to be poured out and expelled and moved from one country to another. And through the years of Golus, we find ourselves in all different places on the earth. Mihart so elihi poseach. The wanderers will soon be released. He's like caught in this situation of a tsoe. He's constantly being moved. He's a wanderer. Lehi poseach. It'll be opened up. He'll be released from this type of existence. And it can happen quickly. Mihar. Mihar tsoe lehi poseach. The wanderer will soon be released. The golus will end. V'lo yamus la'shachas. And we'll make it to that point. He won't die in the pit. He won't die in the golus. But Klal Yisrael will be living and will make it to the geula. V'lo yamus la'shachas. He won't die in the pit. V'lo yechsar lachmo. Nor will his bread be lacking. But Klal Yisrael as a nation will survive and will have their sustenance till Mashiach comes, till the Geula comes. The Gemara explains in Brachos, it mentions a number of different things that can help a sick person recover. For instance, it mentions sweating. Sometimes a person is sick and he breaks out in a fever, he bundles up and he sweats out whatever illness he has. And interestingly, it mentions if somebody's constipated. If a person's doesn't have regular bowel movements, something like that, once he relieves and he gets rid of the waste material, he'll be healed. And it brings this Gemara. Mihart soha lihiposeach. What gets spilled out, if that's quickly poured out, lihiposeach, it's opened up, he's no longer constipated, no longer constricted. If it opens up and he's able to get rid of that waste material, the Marshan, the Gemara seems to learn tsoe, here could be as tsoe with an aleph, which means the excrement. But if a person can get rid of that waste material, v'lo yamus la'shachas, he won't die, he won't find himself in the grave, he'll survive. So you even find an allusion for personal health here in this pasuk. But the simple meaning of the pasuk is you have an enemy that you're afraid of. But mihar tsoe lehi poseach, he might be such a mighty enemy. Rashi has an explanation. Tsoe here can mean he's girded. He's has his belt on. He's ready to run, to attack. Don't worry. Mihar tsoe, the person who's all girded for war, the fighter who's against you, your oppressor, quickly will be unraveled, will open up, and he will no longer be able to run and to fight. V'lo yamus la'shachas. And the Klal Yisrael won't die. V'lo yechsar lachmo, and they'll have their mezonos, they'll have their food and their sustenance. The Malbim learns, the Pasuk just said, Vaye chamas hametzik. Where's the fury of the oppressor? You're worried about the enemy. Where is that anger? There's no threat. Mihar tsoe lehi poseach. Quickly that anger, even if the anger, he draws an example, a parable. If you got a bottle of a fermented material, a liquid, a strong wine, or I guess a champagne or something like that, and it's in the bottle and it's all shaken up and it's ready to explode, and then all of a sudden mihar tsoe lehi poseach, the enemy with that fury inside, the chema that's inside, is just bubbling and boiling, and he just can't wait to inflict injury on the Jews. That tsoe, the one who's has this turbulence within him. Mihar tsoe lehi poseach. Even if it opens up quickly and he explodes. V'lo yamus la'shachas. And even if the enemy doesn't die to the grave before he's able to hurt us, before he shows his threat. V'lo yechsar lachmo. And even if he has his bread and he's and he has survived, and he remains a viable threat. But through it all, remember, Vonochi Hashem Elokecha. Even if very often the enemy never materializes, his fury is never visible, it remains a hidden chema. But even if it opens up, and even if it's visible, and he survives, and he's healthy, and our oppressor is there and ready to fight, but Vanochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem Elokecha, Roga Hayom, I'm the one who stirs up the sea, or who breaks the sea and dries it, Vayem Ugalov, even when the waves are raging. Or it can mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do the opposite. At times, I stir the sea into a raging storm, and at times I break it and I dry it up. Roga Hayom Vayem Ugalov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can do these things. I do them even opposites. I show my complete control over the world. Hashem Tzivoko Shemo. Hashem is the master of the legions that controls everything, like the army, the tzavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I control all of this. So Klal Yisrael shouldn't be afraid of the enemy and should know, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem, I'm the one who's comforting you. And therefore place your trust in Hashem. Va'asim devarai b'ficha. I've placed my words in your mouth. The words, the Metzuda says, means the words of Torah. I've given you my Torah. My words are now, you have what to discuss, what to talk about. Uvitzel yodi kisisicha. And therefore, with the shade of my hand, I've covered you. The zechus haTorah, when Klal Yisrael has the Torah and is involved in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Klal Yisrael. And therefore, throughout all the ages, Rav Sadia Gaon says in one place, how do you know the Torah will be eternal? And the answer is because there are psukim that Klal Yisrael will be forever. And we're only a people through Torah. So Klal Yisrael lasts forever because the Torah is forever. And the two go together. V'asim devarai v'ficha, I've placed my words of Torah in your mouth, and therefore v'tzel yodi kisisicha, with the shade of my hand I've covered you. Lintoa shamayim velisod oretz, to implant the heavens and to set a foundation for the earth. And over here is where the Targum says, the Rashi says what I mentioned before, lintoa shamayim, the words of the Targum are, da'amir aleya l'kayoma ama, to give an existence to the people, da'amir aleyon di'iskun k'chokhe shamaya, that I said about them, they'll be as numerous as the stars of the sky. V'lisod aretz means l'shachlola k'nishta, to establish the congregation, our multitude, da'amir aleyon, about whom it was said, di'iskun k'afra da'ara, that they'll be as numerous as the dust of the earth. Hashem says, I've given you the Torah. With the shade of my hand, Kavi Yochel, I've covered you. Lintoa Shamayim V'lisod Oretz. To plant the heavens, establish the earth, means to establish and plant the Jewish people. Who we're like the heaven, and we're numerous like the dirt. We have both components that will be established. V'lemor L'tzion Ami Ota. And to say to Tzion, you are my people. That when the Geula comes, all the nations of the world will say about us. V'lemor L'tzion, to say to Tzion, Ami Ota, that we, Klal Yisrael, are Hashem's nation. The Malbim says, V'osim devarai b'ficha, I've placed my words in your mouth, meaning the words of these nechama, these consolations, the words of Yeshaya HaNovi, that there's been promise and a guarantee of the Geula. So therefore, no matter what happens, the Geula's got to come. Uvitzel yodi kisisicha. And therefore, Klal Yisrael will be protected, will be covered with the shade of Hashem's protection. Lintoa shamayim v'lisod oretz. And if in the natural course of events, it seems impossible, So Hashem says, like, you know what? I'll change the world, but the Geula must come. If it's too difficult to bring it in the world as we know it, so I'll once again plant the heavens and I'll establish the earth. We'll make it a new world order. But whatever is necessary will be done, that v'lemar l'tzion ami ota, that it should be said to Tzion, Ami Ota, that Klal Yisrael is Hashem's people, and we're brought back to Tzion. The Nefesh HaChaim from Rav Chaim Volozhiner mentions a very tremendous, awesome, a concept that has just such awesome connotations. Just if we think about the meaning of it, the Nefesh HaChaim says that Hashem created the world, and He gave us Bechira, where we're made in the image of God, meaning just like God is a creator, Hashem makes things, He's given us the ability to be a creator. And He says, when you think a thought, when you say a word, when you do any action down here, it has far-reaching effects in the rest of the world. It's like somebody typing on a computer and the message goes to the other end of the world. So he's just touching the keyboard. He's pushing a few buttons on the keyboard. But he could be sending a rocket to the moon. It could be sending a message to somebody on the other end of the earth. So too, every thought, every word we say has such far-reaching effects. He says, Nebuchadnezzar, the one who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, in a sense, he destroyed an empty building. Hashem had left the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem's presence was gone. It was not an empty building that he destroyed. On the other hand, if a person has a thought that's bad, he's doing a greater destruction than Nebuchadnezzar. Because what he's destroying and what he's doing in the uppermost world has a tremendous effect. That's why when a person learns a word of Torah down here, he doesn't know, he might be stopping an earthquake somewhere, a tsunami, or who knows what kind of catastrophe, what kind of blessing a person can bring when he does a mitzvah, when he says a good word to somebody. For osim devarai b'ficha, I've placed my words of Torah in your mouth. And I cover you with the shade of my hand. And the words of Torah that you say, you become the creator. That you can plant the heavens, found the earth, and bring the geula to say to Tzion, they're my people, you're my people. He's orary. Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, they wanted Hashem to show His strength. So Hashem said, I haven't changed. I'm the same Anochi. I'm the same one comforting you. And Hashem continues, you're the one who has to do the Hisorerus. We have to waken up, invigorate ourselves, re-inspire. Hisorari. Awaken. Kumi Yerushalayim. Arise, Yerushalayim, Asher Shosis Miyad Hashem Eskos Chamoso. You've drunk from the hand of Hashem the cup of His fury. Eskubaas. Kubaas, some say, is a different type of goblet. Others say Kubaas is the sediments, what's kavua, what's sitting at the bottom of the cup. The Kubaas Kos Hatarela. The sediments from the cup of Tar'ela. Tar'ela is a poison. But Rashi connects it with a word like a shawl, something that a person wraps himself up in. That sometimes a person drinks the special potion of the poison and he becomes all confused. And he doesn't know what he's doing. He's all bewildered. That's the Kos HaTar'ela, where he seems to be wrapped up. His heart is blocked. He doesn't have an understanding. You can't penetrate. You can't communicate with him. He's all stuffed up because of this potion that made him unaware of what's going on. This cup of poison, shosis, you've drinking, shmutzis, and you've like drained it out, you've sucked out that sediment and got out the last bit of liquid. The Malbim says it's referring to two separate cups. There's the Kos Chamoso, the Kos of Hashem's fury. But the Malbim had learned before, Chaim was what's hidden. There's a hidden, the anger that's inside is called Chaim. Obviously Hashem has some type of anger, of taina, of complaint against Klal Yisrael, that Hashem keeps himself hidden. There's a hester upon him. We don't see Hashem's greatness. Asher shosis miyad Hashem es kos chamaso. You've drinking that cup of Hashem's chema, the hidden, the concealed anger, that we're not always aware of Hashem's presence and he seems hidden. Then there's the actual punishment we've received from the enemy, the kubas kos hatarelo, the cup of poison that we've drinking and we've actually mutzis, drained out all the sediments. Ein menayo lo. So it's like Klal Yisrael's drinking these cups of wine that are poisonous. It's the cup of punishment. And comparing it to the drunkard, Ein menayo lo. There's no one to lead the person who's drunk, to lead Klal Yisrael. Mikol banim yolada, from all the children that she's given birth to, all that she's produced. But there's no one to like lead Klal Yisrael. They're like drunken with their suffering and with the punishment. Vein machzik biyoda. And there's no one to hold on her hands and strengthen her. Mikol banim gidela, from all the children she raised. He says the drunkard lying on the ground, so his older son, who's strong, will lift him up and be machzik, strengthen his hand. That's from all the bonim gidela, the children that have grown up, they can be machzik, they can strengthen and hold up the drunkard. And then the little boy, who Nebuch has a father, who's a shikr, so he just leads the father, can't hold the father up, but a menahel, that would be somebody to lead the father. Mikol bonim yolada, from the children that were born, they're young. They're not able to lift up and to hold up, but they could lead if the father's willing to stagger behind them. But Klal Yisrael, suffering in Golos is like this drunkard who's just so, has suffered so much from Hashem's hester upon him, the fact that Hashem is hidden, and from the punishments. Shtayim heina korosayich. There are two calamities that have befallen you. Klal Yisrael suffered in two ways. Mi yanud loch. And who will nod their head, will commiserate, will join in your anguish? Hashod v'hashever. There's been the plunder from an enemy, v'hashever, and the breaking, that a person no longer has the support and the sustenance. V'harov. This is now explaining the two. The shod v'shever is v'harov v'hacherev. The famine means we don't have the support of food. We don't have the sustenance. V'hacherev, that's the shod. That's the plunder. V'hacherev, in the sword of the enemy. Mi anachameich. With whom can I comfort you? Klal Yisrael suffered in ways from inside, from outside. The city can be under siege. Those in the field have to worry about being killed by the enemy. Inside the city, there's hunger. Wherever we turn, there seems to be difficulty. Banayich ulfu shochvu. Your children have fainted and they lie. Barosh kol chutzos. At the head of all the streets, kisom michmar. Like a bull, a wild bull. Michmar that's been trapped. And he can't move. He's stuck. And so too they lie there like fainted. They can't move. Hamaleim chamas Hashem. They're full of Hashem's fury, which the Malbim again learns what's hidden. The hester upon him. The fact that Hashem has hidden himself. They're full of the chamas Hashem. And also the visible punishment. Garas alokoyich. The punishment that Hashem has brought about through the enemy. That's happened. But lochein, therefore, shimi nozos aniyo. Hear this now. Aniyo, your afflicted one, the poor one. A poor person doesn't have too much money for wine. But Klal Yisrael zu shchuras, they're drunk for lo miyoyin, and not from wine. They're like drunk with all of their suffering. There's a positive point to these psukim. The point of being drunk without wine. We all know it's very difficult to have kavana during davening. It's very important for a person to focus. You're standing in front of the king, and of all kings, and we have to work on trying to think about what we're doing. But there's a Gemara in Eruvin on Daf Samachay, which should give us a little encouragement on the days when it's hard to have kavana. The Gemara quotes an Amoira, Amr of Sheshes, Mishum Rav Loz ben Azarya, and the Gemara concludes that Yochol ani liftor es kol haolam kulo, I could exempt the whole world min hadin from being accountable. And the Gemara said, "Is potter from tefila, from the din tefila. I could exempt the whole world from the law, the din of tefila." What does that mean? It means, "Ma'icholeni lifter de ka'amar nami." He means me din tefila. I can exempt them from the din tefila. And Rashi says, "Im doni no son, if they're judged." Al shalohoyu mispalim bekavona, that they didn't daven with kavona, yochal ani lepotron, I could exempt them, because our pasuk says lochin shimino zos aniya, you klal Yisrael, you poor afflicted nation, listen now, ushchuras, you're like the one who's drunk, v'lo miyoyin, without wine, but you're like an existence of drunkenness. Klal Yisrael suffers so much through the galus, and times are so difficult. When a person comes into daven, he's almost like he's coming in drunk. Now the Gemara says that is acceptable, but he's not shikr like Lot. If somebody's really drunk, like Lot was, that imamish doesn't know what's going on, such a person doesn't daven. We have to daven. We have to make an effort. We're not drunk like Lot. We're not that drunk. But if a person davens and he tries and he doesn't have kavana, there is some type of limud zechus. We can understand it. We can. Hashem says, I understand. It's like you're in existence of the shikr. Ko amar Adonaiich Hashem. So says your master Hashem. Ve'elokayich. And your Elohim, your God, your Ivama who will defend his people. Hashem says, you've had the punishment, it's been a tough golus. But hinei lo kachte miyodech es kos hatar elo. I've removed this cup of bewilderment, this cup of poison, I've removed it from your hand. As we mentioned before, that kos hatar elo, they drank out totally. They drank it with the sediments. It's like we're holding the empty cup. We've gone through all the punishments of Golus. We had all the suffering. The punishments are finished at the time of the Geula. You're just stuck in Golus. You have the empty cup. You're in the cup, meaning you're in the Golus. I've taken that away. As Kubas Koz Chamosi, and the cup of my anger, that there's a hester upon him, and we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not aware of him as we should be. That Kubas Koz Chamosi, you'll no longer drink that cup. That cup will be totally removed. And I'll place that now in the hands of your tormentors. Asher amru l'nafsheich, they've said to your soul, shchi, prostrate yourself, v'navora, and we'll pass over you. They told you to lie down, and we'll step on you. And you've made your body for them like the ground, over him, and like a street for the passers-by. And you've gone through Golus, and all the Goyim are trotting and stepping and stamping on Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that cup of punishment that we've gone through will now be given to those who have tormented Klal Yisrael. The Malbim says, here's also a lesson of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The tormentors of Klal Yisrael, There are times in history, Asher Amru L'Nafsheich, they've said to your nefesh, to your soul, they've spoken to the ruchnius, the spirituality of Klal Yisrael, and they've said, Shechiv and Avora, take your ruchnius, your godliness, your nefesh, your soul, put it on the ground, and Avora will pass right over it. And Klal Yisrael said, no. Our nefesh, our soul, that we remained for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to see me Chaoretz Geveich, your gav, your back, your body, that would, that Klal Yisrael made their body like the ground, v'chachutz in a street, la'ovrim, for all those to step on and to pass over. Our physical body, very often we've suffered and given it up for the enemy. But our nefesh, our soul, they told us shechiv and avora, but the nefesh we won't give them. The soul remains for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They do what they do to our body. Physically, Klal Yisrael suffers. But that kos, cup of punishment, the kos hatarei lo, will now be taken. V'samti o biyad mogayich, will be given to the tormentors, and the geuluk will come, and then no longer will Klal Yisrael have any more punishments. B'mehir v'yameinu amen.
Thank you.